Kenneth Shaw moved to Southeast Alaska with his family about 15 years ago from Tennessee.
And what brought you here?
Mountains, ocean, wilderness. It's just the only place left in the U.S. that's really got it all. We're just kind of a adventurous family. We like the boonies.
Shaw is a carpenter by trade, but says that while his wife goes to school and works as a nurse, he is homeschooling their children, an important full-time job that he takes seriously. He also takes his politics seriously. He was a Republican for many years.
But over the past few years, I just felt the Republican Party was getting too much about party and not enough about people. So I switched to Constitution Party a few years ago.
As the name suggests, the Constitution Party bases its values on the U.S. Constitution and the need to adhere to that document.
Some of the major issues like right to life and just people's liberties and freedoms, they're staunch advocates. They're not giving up. Whereas the other big parties now, it just depends on which way the winds blow.
It's a national party, and Shaw says he believes it is growing. He says he decided to run for state house because he wants to take the government back to what it's supposed to be doing. He says most in the legislature have lost touch with that. Shaw says the first task is for the government to admit it has a spending problem.
Everyone and my two opponents especially are really trying to get people convinced that there is no way to fix the budget short of more taxes or dipping into the PFD.
Shaw says he doesn't believe taxes are required. The state needs to cut instead. He says there are many programs that are nice to have but aren't necessary. Shaw mentioned the Department of Health and Social Services as one area he would look at for cuts.
Preferably without cutting anything, that's what most people would consider really important. You know, we need some of these programs, don't get me wrong. But there is a good bit of waste and abuse there.
Shaw says education is another area that could see some cuts. He says there's too much spent on management and not enough on teaching. Shaw lays some of that blame on federal oversight and says there could be a lot of money saved if the federal government got out of the picture. Shaw says one reason he homeschools his kids is to minimize government influence on his children's education.
The government has no business, as far as I'm concerned, in what my kids learn at school. We're supposed to teach them this, you know, ABCs, read, write, arithmetic, yada, yada. It's gotten so political anymore that there's a lot of things being taught in public schools that I don't think should be.
One example Shaw gave was sex education. He says that is something parents should teach, not the government. And then Shaw says there are areas that he feels should be taught and aren't, or aren't enough.
I'd like to see them get back to a very basic understanding of our country and our forefathers, how our country actually came to be what it is. I think they're slacking on a lot of those things. There's not a lot of discussion of the Constitution like there used to be. Little things, or some people consider them little things, like the Pledge of Allegiance and classes.
On oil taxes, Shaw agrees that the state's current formula should be reformed. He believes the incentives are too high.
I don't think we need to spend quite as much money or extend such large credits necessarily, and especially now with the crisis that we're in, it is insane to be promising people so much money when we don't have it to spend.
Shaw says the state also should extend reasonable incentives to other industries such as mining, fisheries, and timber to help expand the state's economic base. If elected, Shaw says he likely would try to caucus with the Republicans because he doesn't think the Democrats would want him, but he says he wouldn't vote for anything that goes against his principles.
You know, the most they could do with me is put me in the basement at the legislature. I still have a boat. And I guess that's the difference. I'm not worried about their repercussions, I guess is the best way to put it.
Shaw admits that his chance of winning is pretty low, and he believes some staunch Republicans are not pleased with him for running. Shaw says they think he'll take votes away from Republican candidate Bob Sievertson, and he understands their concern. But Shaw says there are many people who want a choice, and that's what he's providing. And he says whether or not he wins the election, he's spreading the message of the Constitution Party.
It's already a victory to me, as far as I'm concerned. Constitution Party got its name on the ballot this year. That's the first, as far as I know.
For this district, you
right,
mean? Or?
For this district.
Yeah.
The Constitution Party also has a presidential nominee on the ballot, and Shaw says he will be casting his vote for Daryl Castle. An interesting side note, Shaw's son, Trevor Shaw, is the chair of the House District 36 Republican Party, which supports Sievertson in this race. Ken Shaw says that hasn't caused too much strife in the family. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.